quiz heads. Welcome to Takeaway Trivia, episode number 209. How are you? Hope you've had a good week. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, and this is another 4 rounds of pub quiz style trivia direct into your eardrums. It's been birthday geddon here at Takeaway Trivia HQ. Both of my sons have had their birthday over the last week, and then it's my birthday next week. Although I just get the leftovers because, you know, they both have cake each. They both go out for a really nice meal each. I just have whatever's in the freezer, really. Never mind. Talking of birthdays, how about some shout-outs? Elliot says, would it be possible to get a birthday shout-out for my lovely wife, Sarah? Sarah, hello and happy birthday. It's a good week to have one. Rebecca Bellamy says, my partner Harry and I have been doing your quiz for years. We've recently started battling his mum, Caroline, and her partner, Dave. They're currently 5-2 up. My partner wants some football questions. As you know by now, I'm not really into sport, so football questions are a bit taxing for me. However, I do have my secret weapon, Mark Lamarck, who is my silent assistant here. You know, like Ted Lasso has Beard, the coach. Mark is my beard. Hang on a minute. That sounds wrong. I didn't mean it that way. Take two. You know how Ted Lasso has Coach Beard as his able assistant? Well, Mark is my equivalent of Coach Beard. So I will get him tasked with writing some sports and football questions. Is that right, Mark? Good. Excellent. Lenny from Dublin says, hello. I was hoping you could mention my Mrs. Tej for our 1 year anniversary on the 19th of March. That is a good day. She has never beaten me, so I'm hoping this will serve as a bit of luck to her while we play heading to Manchester next weekend. Good luck to you both, Lenny. Good to hear from you. And happy anniversary. Ellen Coppock says, shout out to my new husband, Damo, from Newport in Australia. He's the best quiz head I know. Congratulations to you both on just getting married. And finally, hello to Chris Al, who wants a shout out for her husband, David Boyd. They're both on their way for a break in Norfolk. Beautiful, beautiful Norfolk. Spent a week there last year. And I can recommend Sheringham, a really nice coastal town. We had a fantastic bit of pub grub on the coast. And there's some really nice shops on the walk down to the seafront as well from the train station. We had some really nice ice cream and some churros, if I remember rightly. Always got time for churros. What we haven't got time for now is waffles. Waffles, churros. Let's get on with it. Coming up this week in the quiz, we've got the Final Fling. We'll be playing a round of Clued Up. Something new this week, we'll be playing a round called Novel Characters. But first, here's your general knowledge. Good luck. Okay then, straight into round number one. It's your potluck mixture of general knowledge and pop culture questions, starting with this. Number one, what was the Ghostbusters headquarters before they bought it? So number one, before they purchased it, what was the Ghostbusters headquarters? What function did it serve in New York City? And still does in real life. Number two, which of these was not a character in Pixar's Inside Out? Was it confusion, disgust, or sadness? Number two, which of these was not a character in Pixar's Inside Out? Confusion, disgust, or sadness? Number three, the genus Equus, that's E-Q-W-S, refers to which group of animals? I meant W as in two U's, not W the letter. I really confused matters there, didn't I? Number three, the genus Equus, E-Q-U-U-S, refers to which group of animals? Question four, which WWF or WWE diva has held the women's championship on the most occasions before the original belt was retired in 2010? I know they've relaunched it recently. So number four, which WWF or WWE diva has held the women's championship on the most occasions before the original belt was retired in 2010? Number five, in which ocean are the Canary Islands? Number five, in which ocean are the Canary Islands? Number six, from which country does Volvic mineral water come? Number six, from which country does Volvic mineral water come? Number 7, I reckon this is a tricky one. What do you traditionally give for a 15th wedding anniversary? Number 7, what do you traditionally give for a 15th wedding anniversary? Number 8, which series of toys featured Battlecat, Skeletor, and Panthor? Number 8, which series of toys featured Battlecat, Skeletor, and Panthor? Number 9, which scientist developed the theory of evolution? Question 9, which scientist developed the theory of evolution? And number 10, who was the Greek god of the rainbow? Number 10, who was the Greek god of the rainbow? That's your 10 questions for round 1. I'll have the answers for those after round number 2, which is after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Something very different then for round number 2. I'm going to give you 10 character names, and all you have to do is name the novel in which these amazing literary characters first appeared. Now, some of these characters might appear in a series of novels, so it's up to you how you mark it. You can either just name the franchise or series of novels, or the first novel from the series. You provide the rules, I just provide the questions. So, character number 1, nice and simple, Hermione Granger. Number 1, Hermione Granger. What novel did she appear in? Or maybe it was a series of novels. You decide. Character number 2 is Elizabeth Bennet. Number 2, Elizabeth Bennet. Number 3, Veruca Salt. Fictional character number 3, Veruca Salt. What novel did she appear in? Number 4, Miss Havisham. Number 4, Miss Havisham. 5, Holly Golightly. Number 5, Holly Golightly. Number 6, Lyra Silvertongue. Number 6, Lyra Silvertongue. Character number 7 is Captain Ahab. Number 7, Captain Ahab. Character 8, Elizabeth Salander. Character 8, Elizabeth Salander. Number 9, in which novel did Anastasia Steele appear? Number 9, Anastasia Steele. And number 10, Atticus Finch. Number 10, Atticus Finch. Name the novels those characters appeared in. Your answers then to round number 1. It was general knowledge. And number 1, what was the Ghostbusters headquarters before they bought it? It was a firehouse. Hook and Ladder, number 8, Northmore Street, New York. I went there back in 2018. It was a bit of a pilgrimage for me. I've said many a times on this podcast, it is the greatest film ever made, Ghostbusters. So I travelled all the way there from little old England, really excited, came around the corner to see, you know, the building of my childhood in both the cartoon and the films, and it was covered in scaffolding. So I travelled all that way. Obviously, it's still amazing that I've been there, I've touched it, I've been to the firehouse. But the photos I've got of it, just a little bit disappointing because they were all covered in scaffolding. Never mind, it's just an excuse to one day hopefully go back to Manhattan, but who knows? And looking forward to the film this week, I will be first in line to see it on Friday. Number two, which of these was not a character in Pixar's Inside Out? Was it confusion, disgust, or sadness? It was confusion. Number three, the genus Equus refers to which group of animals? Horses. Number four, which WWF or WWE diva has held the women's championship on the most occasions before the original bout was retired in 2010? That's Trish Stratus. Number five, which ocean are the Canary Islands? The Atlantic. Number six, from which country does Volvic mineral water originate? France. Number seven, what do you traditionally give for a 15th wedding anniversary? Crystal. Number eight, which series of toys featured Battle Cat, Skeletor, and Panthor? By the powers of Grayskull, it was He-Man, Masters of the Universe. Number nine, which scientist developed the theory of evolution? That's Charles Darwin. And 10, who was the Greek god of the rainbow? Iris. The answers to novel characters is coming up after round three. Onwards to clued up. This is round number three. I'm going to give you five clues to the identity of a mystery celebrity, and you have to work out who they are. Clue number one is worth 10 points. Clue number two is worth 8 points, and we play all the way until clue number five, which is worth just 2 points. This round relies on your honesty and giving yourself truly the point value where you guessed the celebrity's identity. No cheating. Clue number one for 10 points. I was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky, to Gary and Karen. While growing up, I served as an assistant nurse at the children's summer day camp that my mother ran. Who am I? So clue number one, I was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky, to Gary and Karen. Whilst growing up, I served as an assistant nurse at the children's summer day camp that my mother ran. Who am I? Clue number two for 8 points. By the age of 14, I decided to pursue an acting career. In July 2007, I started my career as a teenager in The Bill Engvall Show, playing Lauren Pearson, the oldest daughter. I also auditioned for the role of Bella Swan in Twilight, but lost out to Kirsten Stewart. Who am I? Clue number two for 8 points. By the age of 14, I decided to pursue an acting career. In July 2007, I started my acting career as a teenager in The Bill Engvall Show, playing Lauren Pearson, the oldest daughter. I also auditioned for the role of Bella Swan in Twilight, but lost out to Kirsten Stewart. Who am I? Clue number three is worth 6 points. My lead role in Deborah Granik's Winter Bone won the Best Picture at the Sundance Film Festival in 2010. It's often cited as my breakout performance. Clue three for 6 points. My lead role in Deborah Granik's Winter's Bone, which won Best Performance at Sundance 2010, is often cited as my breakout performance. Clue number four for 4 points, and I think this is the one that will give it away. I went mainstream in 2011, starring as the shape-shifting villain Mystique in X-Men First Class. Then, in 2012, I starred as Katniss Everdeen in the film The Hunger Games. Who am I? Your four-point clue, again, I went mainstream in 2011, starring as shape-shifting villain Mystique in X-Men First Class. Then, in 2012, I starred as Katniss Everdeen in the film The Hunger Games. Your final clue then for 2 points. I won Best Actress at the Oscars for my role in Silver Linings Playbook. I continue to work in film with sequels to Hunger Game and X-Men. And more recently, I starred in Red Sparrow and the Netflix film Don't Look Up. Who am I? So clue number 5 for 2 points. In 2013, I won the Best Actress Award at the Oscars for my role in Silver Linings Playbook. I continue to work in film with sequels to The Hunger Games, X-Men, and more recently, I starred in Red Sparrow and the Netflix film Don't Look Up. If you haven't worked out who that is, pause the podcast and make sure you bag those 2 points. Have a think about it. If you're ready, here's the answers to novel characters. Number one, Hermione Granger, of course, appeared in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. If you just put Harry Potter, personally, I'd give you a point. But you decide the rules. Number two was Elizabeth Bennet. She featured in Pride and Prejudice. Number three, Veruca Salt, was from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Number four, Miss Havisham, Great Expectations. Five, Holly Golightly appeared in Breakfast at Tiffany's. Number six, Lyra Silvertongue was from the His Dark Materials trilogy. Number seven, Captain Ahab was from Moby Dick. Number eight, Lisbeth Salander was from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Number nine, Anastasia Steele was in 50 Shades of Grey. And 10, Atticus Finch featured in To Kill a Mockingbird. That's your 10 novel characters back to clued up. We know this celebrity was born in Kentucky, starred in The Bill Engvall Show, and starred in Winter's Bone. They also featured as Mystique in X-Men and Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games. We were, of course, looking for Jennifer Lawrence. Well done if you got them right. Okay then, quiz heads, buckle up, because the final fling is next. So we head into the final fling. 15 questions of potluck trivia at a slightly harder level than the previous rounds. Are you ready? Number one, what word means dinner in Italian? Number one, what word means dinner in Italian? Number two, in computing terms, what does FTP stand for? Number two, in computing terms, what does FTP stand for? F for Freddy, T for toothpaste, P for potato. Number three, false or true, before taking the name Domino's, the pizza chain was called Dominic's. Number three, false or true, before taking the name Domino's, the pizza chain was called Dominic's. Number four, what is the capital of the Scilly Isles? Number four, what is the capital of the Scilly Isles? Number five, how old was Elvis Presley when he had his first number one single? So number five, how old was Elvis Presley when he had his first number one single? Number six, which famous Belgian chocolate company created the world's largest Easter egg in 2005, standing an incredible 8.3 metres tall and using 50,000 chocolate bars to make? Number six, which famous Belgian chocolate company created the world's largest Easter egg back in 2005? Number seven, which town is the setting for the kids' TV show Fireman Sam? Number seven, which town is the setting for the kids' TV show Fireman Sam? Number eight, Leo Fender and Les Paul were designers of which musical instrument? Question eight, Leo Fender and Les Paul were the designers of which musical instrument? Number nine, entomophagy is the human use of what substance as food? So number nine, entomophagy is the human use of what substance as food? I'll spell it for you. ENTOMOPHAGY. Entomophagy. Number 10. Which Scottish-made carbonated soft drink is said to contain 32 different flavours and was first launched in 1901 and is one of my favourite drinks? Number 10. Which Scottish-made carbonated soft drink is said to contain 32 flavours was first launched in 1901. It's a great hangover cure. Number 11. Which New York borough is the largest in area? Number 11, which New York borough is the largest in area? Question number 12, do you remember the Fifth Harmony song, Work From Home? Well, how many times was the word work sung in that song? Number 12, how many times was the word work sung in the Fifth Harmony song, Work From Home? They actually predicted COVID, didn't they? That was released before then. Number 13, what is the currency of Brazil? It's number 13, what is the currency of Brazil? Number 14, continuously inhabited since 1652, which is the oldest city in South Africa? Number 14, continuously inhabited since 1652, which is the oldest city in South Africa? And number 15, on which side of the road do motorists drive in Australia? Is it the left or the right? Number 15, on which side of the road do motorists drive in Australia? Is it left or right? Another opportunity then for you to pause the podcast if you want to finalise your answers. But if you're ready to find out how you've done, here they come. Okay then, the answers to the final fling, and straight away we remind ourselves how rubbish I am at pronouncing foreign language words. So number one, what word means dinner in Italian? I wanted to say cena, because I'm thinking of John Cena, but I'm guessing it might be cena? Number two, in computing terms, what does FTP stand for? File Transfer Protocol. Number three, false or true, before taking the name Domino's, the pizza chain was called Dominic's. That is true. The first site was Dominic's Pizza in Michigan. The owner of Domino's bought that restaurant from a guy called Dominic, ran it for a while, and then when he went to expand, decided to change the name. Number four, what is the capital of the Scilly Isles? That's, I've got Greece written here, which is very wrong, and reveals a little bit behind the making of the podcast. I always do a draft, leave it for a few days, then come back to it and tweak a few questions. So the answer to the original question was Greece. It's not Greece. That would be weird. It's Hugh Town, if I'm right. I think it's Hugh Town. Number five, how old was Elvis Presley when he had his first number one single? He was 21. I'm like twice his age. I feel really depressed that he's achieved a lot more in half the time. Number six, which famous Belgian chocolate company? That was an existential crisis then, live on this podcast. Number six, which famous Belgian chocolate company created the world's largest Easter egg in 2005? That was Gillian. Number seven, which town is the setting for Fireman Sam? Oh, Norman, wait till Sam gets hold of you. No, that wasn't Italian. That was Welsh. It is Pontypandy. I am kind of a quarter Welsh and I'm a few miles from the border. I can get away with doing a fake Welsh accent. Let's go and have some leeks in Cardiff. No, anyway, let's shut up and get on with the quiz. Number nine, entomophagy is the human use of what substance as food? That's insects. Number 10, which Scottish-made carbonated soft drink is said to contain 32 different flavours and was first launched in 1901? Iron Brew. Ooh, I could do the bottle of that right now. Number 11, which New York borough is the largest in area? That's Queens. Number 12, how many times is the word work sung in the Fifth Harmony song, Work From Home? Fifth Harmony famously featured Camila Cabello before she went solo, and it was sung 94 times in that song. Number 13, what is the currency of Brazil? It's written as real, R-E-A-L. I'm guessing it's real, is it? Something like that. Number 14, continuously inhabited since 1652. What is the oldest city in South Africa? Cape Town. And number 15, on which side of the road do motorists drive in Australia? Is it the left or is it the right? It is the left. Once again, it has been awesome to be your quizmaster. Thank you for playing Takeaway Trivia, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's questions. We'll be back next Monday with more, so make sure you've liked, subscribed, or followed this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts to make sure it's delivered straight to your device. Before we go, I'll leave you with one final tat fact. Did you know that space has a distinct smell? Apparently, it smells like diesel fumes, gunpowder, and barbecue. The aroma is mostly produced by dying stars. Dying stars. Have a great week. Have a safe week, quiz heads, and we'll quiz again soon. Take care. I hope you're enjoying Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts, so please subscribe, rate, and review to help this quiz grow. Also, if there's anything you would like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Threads at Bar Wars. Finally, we're also available on YouTube, youtube.com/@takeawaytrivia. Happy quizzing! The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.